Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, what's going on with modern women? It's like they're henpecking men while they're talking to us when they make these hand gestures. Either that or practicing picking our wallets. Homath covered this and he calls it bird hands. But I don't think he covered when they clap about important things when they're talking about them. Another possibility is this is a way to make a point while also showing off their nails. Up next, this woman is upset because she met a guy yesterday, and she told him that her house rent will expire this month, and he suddenly ghosted her. She claims she didn't even ask him to pay, but we all know that she was implying that he should pay if he wants to continue seeing her. Apparently, even a guy with muscles that big is still smarter than her. This woman wants to be seen as the victim because she was trying to trick a guy into paying her rent, but he just left. Number three, which one of these would you take? I take the Mustang because it looks the best. I'm too young to really remember muscle cars, but growing up every so often, a teenage guy in my high school would have one, in the mid-90s, that his dad saved for him. But if I could pick any car from back then, it would definitely be the Corvettes. Even today's Corvettes are amazing supercars that are still somewhat affordable. I'd hate to ask how much the pony on the bottom costs used today. Moving on, here's another woman just mentioning that she's short on money, but that she's going to figure it out. They try so hard to tug at our heartstrings and make us think that they'll tug on our nut strings next. If a woman says she's 40 bucks short on her light bill, then that's when you ask her what she's willing to do for 40 bucks. And then watch her freak out because she knows exactly what you want her to do without even having to say anything. Maybe ask her how much her nails cost too. Number 5, Scott came back from Japan and noticed that there were zero homeless people and panhandlers there, as well as no needles and trash on the streets, and that controlling who enters matters. Looks like it's too late for that because they're already allowing enrichment in. But this guy's racist because whenever I see people pooping on the sidewalk or shooting up, it's never the immigrants, but it's usually the black or white folks that were born here. Up next, those in the military that are lucky to sleep indoors sleep like this. Probably with air conditioning because a cold day in Florida is 85 degrees. That is when they aren't actually sleeping in a tent. Because you just know that when you're deployed in the field, this would be a 5-star setup. People who are deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan spend many years sleeping in tents. I guess that sleeping in proper barracks is only for new recruits. Number 7, is this what a honey trap looks like? Or is this just a woman that's with a man like this because his political power is an aphrodisiac for her? After all, he is the director of the FBI. With all that power, he will definitely be able to tell if she has two cell phones. One for cashier and the other one for Mossad. You just know this is the dilemma he's facing. Whether to cave into Bob's and Vagin or just hold his oath up to the Constitution. I guess the Bob's won. Moving on, here are the four horsewomen of I'm not watching this. With Elliot Page, you don't have to worry anymore. Because he hasn't been cast in anything. It's Bella Ramsey and Zendaya that you have to worry about, because they still get work. While we're at it, maybe we should put Pedro Pascal up here as well. Also, here's an honorable mention that should also be on Mount Shemore here. I'll never understand why they keep doubling down on diversity when AI is about to put Hollywood out of business. Number 9 in Canada, if you're a John and you try and purchase a prostitute service, you're the one that gets charged. Unless, of course, you're a non-citizen resident. Then you receive a conditional discharge from jail to help you stay in Canada. If it was up to me, I'd deport the judge too. I'll bet you that the judge either has a camel toe or is very diverse. Probably a bit of both. It doesn't matter that this person even wanted to buy a minor. All that matters is getting him citizenship. That's how much the state hates us. Up next, speaking of Zendaya, it looks like she's going to be playing the ancient Greek goddess Athena in Christopher Nolan's ancient Greek epic. I think it's important for all of us to accept that Zendaya and Pedro Pascal will be in everything going forward. This film is a woke attack to try and destroy the Odyssey. We need a new version of Harvey Weinstein to keep women like this out of these roles. They should have just cast Sydney Sweeney as Athena instead. Number 11, is it true that this is the difference between what men think women want versus what women actually want? That they want a Rasputin Chad? I think that just because he was able to seduce the Tsar's wife, they just wanted to steal him from her to prove they got a man they rejected the top woman in the country. Rumor has it that he had a foot-long Johnson, and that's really why they wanted him. If you had a swing-swang like that, they would also write a rah-rah Rasputin songs about you too. Moving on, there's definitely something in the water out there, as the number of female PDF files doubles in only 4 years. The reporting has doubled, but I wouldn't be surprised if the rate is much higher than that. At the very least, they could have shown us pictures of the hot ones. You know, so that some feminists can say that young boys and men are lucky to be with these women. I also wouldn't be surprised if the rates doubled again in the next 4 years. Number 13, this 70-year-old woman hired a male escort and then asked for a refund. She should have gotten a refund for that hair instead. Also, she didn't ask the escort for a refund. He probably took one look at her and said, okay, boomer, and gave her money back, and ran out of the room. Then again, I think I misjudged that haircut. It's fine. Great, even. The real problem is with everything underneath it. Can you imagine how dried out and knotted that fish sampler is? Up next, here's the look you get when you realize that you'll be broke forever because of a choice you made. And there's the choice standing right there next to you. Guys, when you see an accessorized woman like this with a $1,000 purse, you need to run before she puts you in the poorhouse. I know many men that couldn't buy property and investments because their wives demanded that a certain lifestyle needed to be maintained. Don't be this guy. Number 15, can you name one thing that the government has made cheaper and more efficient? How about crime? Or maybe paying your taxes? Other things include corruption, stress, anxiety, drug addiction because they hand off free substances to addicts in Canada. Inflation has certainly become more efficient and money is cheaper. By that I mean its value is lower than before. They also made breaking the law, if you're a migrant, more efficient, because you still get to get your citizenship. Moving on, isn't it great that when you call customer support, and you've been giving your money to a company for 10 years, only for them to then increase your bill instead of giving you the same low price deal that they give new customers? Most of the time, they're just hoping that you're too lazy to leave and go someplace else. Although lately, the Canadian phone business has been brutal, and my carrier just gave me 40 free gigabytes of data each month for roaming in the United States and Mexico. I guess people are switching to their cheaper competition. Number 17, never forget what they took from you. You can't have nice things like the CC's buffet in a low-trust society. I never got to enjoy this in Canada, but we did have the Pizza Hut buffets. But these days, malls, cafes, restaurants, movie theaters, and just about everything is dying out. The only thing that's somewhat busy is Chuck E. Cheese when I took my niece and nephew there to play games, as well as the gym. That place is booming. Up next, here's the typical boomer in 1965 buying their first home, after working in a lemonade stand for just a week. Their parents spoiled them in the suburbs, and for them, life only got better with time. Let's see how they deal with Social Security going bust. I don't blame them for enjoying their lives. The only problem I have with boomers is when I criticize them, they always get nasty with me. Most have boomer group preference, and they have a hard time being individuals first. Number 19, and speaking of entitlements, we used to have 24-hour Walmarts, the dollar menu, $5 footlongs, and the 99-cent store. So what happened? Inflation in a low-trust society. Everything became expensive after COVID thanks to money printing, and our 24-hour Walmarts closed because of theft. I'm hearing that Walmart and other stores are about to shut down their self-checkout aisles too, because of theft. Soon we'll all have to wait in line for 5 to 10 minutes to buy something again. Moving on, contrary to popular belief, single cat ladies don't buy their cats. The cats just arrive. I agree with this to some extent because my ex would feed strays in her backyard and eventually started adopting them. Cats are a lazy person's pet. They just require food, water, and their kitty litter box changed. If there are a couple of them, then they keep each other company. Also, a half hour of attention every other day, and they seem to be happy. Number 21, Bo Branson has been cast as Zelda in the live-action Legend of Zelda film. I think this is a win because the rights to Zelda are owned by Nintendo, which is Japanese, so they won't go woke and cast Pedro Pascal as Link. They care about legacy and making money. Some people wanted Hunter here and didn't care that this is actually a dude. On second thought, I think this is who Zelda should have really been, Anya Taylor-Joy, because she was already the voice behind the princess in the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Up next, the New York Compost says that humans may be fueling global warming by breathing. Don't forget that the temperature rises every time somebody farts too. I guess we're the carbon they want to reduce and they don't have to do anything about it. We just aren't reproducing and eventually AI will make most of us poor and unable to support families. I also think the term new study has to be the most overused phrase in modern history. Number 23, more male managers avoid mentoring women because of Me Too. And yet women still blame men for not helping them. Why can't women mentor each other? Oh, that's right. Women see other women as competition, so why the hell would they want to help them? women are just their own worst enemies. Besides, whatever happened to women being strong and independent, and anything that we can do, they can do better. Or are they lying to us? Moving on, this black disk is one of the darkest objects humans have ever made, and it absorbs 99.965% of the visible light spectrum. It's called Vanta Black. There's also Massel Black, which absorbs 99.4% of visible light. It makes me want to buy some paint like this and paint an entire room in that, and then it would look like I was standing in the void, or the closest thing possible to being in a black hole. The only thing that absorbs more than that is a woman in divorce courts. Number 25 and the last one, who was a fan of Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, while they were growing up. Now she's completely unrecognizable. She was the original 80s goth chick. She might look good with Instagram filters, but unfortunately she's a mentally illiberal woman now. Was it her pale skin, hair, or chesticles that drew men in? Gee, I wonder. I really loved her while I was growing up. Both of her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.